Chapter 22, Section 4, The American Revolution. Before you read, in the last section you read about the spread of Enlightenment ideas in Europe. In this section you will learn how Enlightenment ideas influenced the American Revolution. Britain and its American colonies. How were the colonies governed? The British colonies in North America grew in population and wealth during the 1700s. Population went from about 250,000 in 1700 to 2,150,000 in 1770. Economically, they prospered on trade with the nations of Europe. The 13 colonies also had a kind of self-government. People in the colonies began to see themselves less and less as British subjects. Still, Parliament passed laws that governed the colonies. One set of laws banned trade with any nation other than Britain. Question 1. How did the colonists' image of themselves clash with their status as colonists? Americans win independence. What caused Britain and America to grow apart? The high cost of the French and Indian War led Parliament to pass laws that put taxes on the colonists. The colonists became very angry. They had never before paid taxes directly to the British government. They said that the taxes violated their rights. Since Parliament had no members from the colonies, they said, Parliament had no right to tax them. The colonists met the first tax, passed in 1765, with a boycott of British goods. Their refusal to buy British products was very effective. It forced Parliament to repeal the law. Over the next decade, the colonists and Britain grew further apart. Some colonists wanted to push the colonies to independence. They took actions that caused Britain to act harshly. Eventually, the conflict led to war. Representatives of the colonies met in a Congress and formed an army. In July 1776, they announced that they were independent of Britain. They issued the Declaration of Independence. It was based on Enlightenment ideas. Thomas Jefferson wrote it. From 1775 to 1781, the colonies and the British fought a war in North America. The colonists had a poorly equipped army, and Britain was one of the most powerful nations in the world. However, in the end, the colonies won their independence. The British people grew tired of the cost of the war and pushed Parliament to agree to a peace. The Americans were also helped greatly by aid from France. In 1783, the two sides signed a treaty. In it, Britain recognized the independent United States of America. Question 2. Name some of the steps that led to the American Revolution. Americans create a republic. What are some fundamental ideas in the U.S. Constitution? The 13 states formed a new government under the Articles of Confederation. This government was very weak. States held all the power, and the central government had little. This proved unworkable. In 1787, American leaders met again. They wrote a new framework of government. The Constitution of the United States drew on many Enlightenment ideas. It used Montesquieu's idea of separation of powers into three branches of government. Through a system of checks and balances, each branch was able to prevent other branches from abusing their power. The Constitution also set up a federal system. Under this system, power was divided between national and state governments. The Constitution also used Locke's idea of putting power in the hands of the people. It used Voltaire's ideas to protect the right to free speech and freedom of religion. It used Beccaria's ideas about a fair system of justice. Many of these rights were ensured in a set of additions to the Constitution called the Bill of Rights. The inclusion of a Bill of Rights helped win approval for the Constitution. Question 3. Explain how the Constitution divides power.